服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2018年9月23日，星期日。我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Today is a very special day because it's the divine appearance of transcendental appearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
今天呢是一个非常特别的日子，因为今天呢是 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的神性的超人的显现日。
So we are going to speak a little bit on his life.
所以呢，我们今天讲述一点他的生平。
So we're reading from, we begin by reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, a very important verse.
我们今天呢要开始阅读圣典博加瓦坛里面的一个非常重要的诗节。
This is from First Canto, Chapter 2, Text 18.
这个诗节呢来自于圣典博加瓦坛第一篇第二章的第十八诗节。
Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu.
Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu
Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Okay, word for word.
字对字
Nasta
Nasta 被消减
Prayeshu
Prayeshu 几乎完全没有
Abhadreshu
Abhadreshu 所有不吉祥的
Nityam
Nityam 经常的
Bhagavata
Bhagavata 圣典博加瓦坛或纯粹的奉献者
Sevaya
Sevaya 通过侍奉
Bhagavati
Bhagavati 向人格守神
Uttama
Uttama 超然的
Shloke
Shloke 祈祷
Bhakti
Bhakti 奉爱服务
Bhavati
Bhavati 出现
Naishtiki
Naishtiki 不可改变的
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供译文经常参加博加瓦坛的课并为纯粹奉献者做服务就能消除心中几乎所有的物质污染为超然赞歌颂扬的人格守神做爱心服务就会像无法改变的事实一样被确定下来要指心中所有不吉祥的东西被认为是觉悟自我路途上的障碍而这节诗提供了消除心中那些不吉祥东西的方法这方法就是与 Bhagavat以 Bhagavat Bhagavata 联谊 Bhagavat 有两种分别是书籍 Bhagavat 圣典博加瓦坛和奉献者 Bhagavat 这两种 Bhagavat 都很有效 两者一起或其中的任何一者都足以清除障碍。奉献者 Bhagavat 几乎与书籍 Bhagavat 一样，因为奉献者 Bhagavat 以书籍 Bhagavat 为生活指导，而书籍 Bhagavat 充满了有关人格守神和他纯粹奉献者的信息，而他们也都是 Bhagavat。 Bhagavat 书籍与 Bhagavat 的人是一样的。奉献者 Bhagavat 是人格守神 Bhagavat Bhagavan 的直接代表，所以靠取悦奉献者 Bhagavat，人可以得到书籍 Bhagavat 的好处。人理解不了怎么通过侍奉奉献者 Bhagavat 或书籍 Bhagavat 在奉爱路途上的逐渐提升，但事实上前生曾经是女仆儿子的 Narada Deva 已经解释了所有的这些事情。女仆曾经为圣人们做一些卑微的服务，这使得儿子也有机会与圣人们接触，仅仅靠与圣人们联谊，吃圣人们吃剩了的食物，女仆的儿子便得到了成为伟大奉献者圣 Narada Deva 的机会。首先应该注意，靠与 Bhagavat 真诚的联谊，人应无疑很容易接受超然的知识，变得越来越稳定地为至尊主做奉爱服务。随着在 Bhagavat 的指导下做奉爱服务逐渐取得进步，人就会变得越来越坚定地为至尊主做超然的爱心服务。因此人必须从奉献者 Bhagavat 那里接受书籍 Bhagavat 的信息，而这两种 Bhagavat 的结合将帮助出席奉献者不断地取得进步。译文：经常参加佛家瓦坛的课，并为纯粹奉献者做服务，就能消除心中几乎所有的物质污染，为超然赞歌颂扬的人格守神做爱心服务，就会像无法改变的事实一样被确定下来。
Om Agenati Mirandasya Genanjana Shalakaya Shakshanun Militam Genatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manob Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shundavari Pashatade ShatarineShri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadam Tikam Vanchakalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyahe Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Anandana Nine Gura Shakti Svarupaya Rupa Nugavarayate So here in this verse we can see how powerful is the combination of these two Bhagavats.
所以我们通过阅读这个诗节，我们就可以看到这两种 Bhagavat 它们一结合是多么的具有力量。
The book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat, the devotee Bhagavat.
奉献者 Bhagavat 和书籍的 Bhagavat.
Like we are every week, we are reading together, we are studying together verses in the Bhagavatam.
比如说每个星期我们都一起阅读和学习圣典佛家瓦坛里面的书籍诗节。
And actually all the devotees should read regularly Srimad Bhagavatam.
事实上所有的奉献者都应该有规律的去阅读圣典佛家瓦坛。
Because if you read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly every day, then things that are troublesome within our hearts become gradually destroyed.
因为如果我们要是有规律的每天都阅读圣典博加瓦坛的话，那我们内心中的那些不好的那些东西呢，就慢慢的都被移除销毁了。
Means our hearts become more and more purified.
也就意味着我们的内心呢，就变得越来越净化了。
And when our hearts become completely purified, then we can realize Krishna and our real identity.
当我们的心变得完全的净化了以后呢，我们就能够真正的见到至尊主，并且也知道了我们的真正的身份到底是什么。
But here he says two things, regular attendance of class of Bhagavatam or hearing Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotee.
但这里面呢就提到了两件事，一件事呢是有规律的去上圣典博加瓦坛的课，去聆听圣典博加瓦坛里面的信息，另外一个呢就是要向奉献者去做服务。
And Srila Prabhupada in the purports elaborates out about the two types of Bhagavatas, the book Bhagavata and devotee Bhagavata.
然后在Srila Prabhupada 的这个要旨里面呢，就给我们解释了这两种 Bhagavat, 一个是书籍的 Bhagavat, 另外一位呢就是奉献者的 Bhagavat.
So we have to combine both because by the combination of both, then we can really in very quick time, you can eliminate so many anartha, so many unwanted things within our hearts.
但是呢，我们必须呢要把这两种 Bhagavat 给结合起来，因为如果我们要是把它们给结合起来去对待的话呢，那么很快的，在我们内心中的很多的这些 anartha 就会被消除了。
Okay, Bhagavatam, we know Bhagavatam are the words of Krishna, so Bhagavatam is certainly very, very powerful.
那么圣典博加瓦坛我们是知道的，它都是 Krishna 的关于 Krishna 的话语，所以毫无疑问呢，这个圣典博加瓦坛它是非常的具有威力的。
Bhagavat means the supreme personality of Godhead.
那么 Bhagavat 的意思呢，就是至尊人格首神。
So why the devotee, the pure devotee, is also called Bhagavata?
那么为什么纯粹的奉献者也被称为 Bhagavat 呢？
Because Srila Prabhupada mentions it, because he leads his life in terms with the book Bhagavata.
因为Srila Prabhupada 在要旨里面就提到了，因为这个纯粹的奉献者，他是按照书籍的 Bhagavata 里面的这个内容去生活的。
This is their lives. They live according to these teachings of Bhagavata.
对，这就是他们的生活。他们的这个生活呢，就是按照圣典博加瓦坛的教导去过的。
Means they are the living examples of this knowledge.
也就是说呢，他们是展示这门知识的活着的榜样。
Like when we read Bhagavatam, you read the verse is Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we read the purport. The purport is written by the devotee Bhagavata, Srila Prabhupada.
那比如说当我们在阅读圣典博加瓦坛的时候，我们首先呢是阅读这里面的诗节，然后呢再通过阅读诗节之后呢，我们又会去阅读给这个诗节做出来的这个要旨。那么这个要旨呢，就是由人格的，就是由这个奉献者的 Bhagavat Srila Prabhupada 所写的。
So we are having the association of Bhagavatam.And the book Bhagavatam, and also the association of Prabhupada through his purports.
所以说呢，当我们在阅读圣典博加瓦坛的时候，我们和书籍圣典博加瓦坛在联谊。但与此同时呢，我们也通过 Srila Prabhupada 所给我们写的这个要旨，在和 Srila Prabhupada 联谊。
And we are serving Srila Prabhupada by serving his mission.
我们呢也通过去服务 Srila Prabhupada 的使命去服务 Srila Prabhupada。
By following his guidance that he gives in the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam。
通过他在圣典博加瓦坛的要旨里面所给予我们的这些训示，去遵循这些训示。
It's by reading Srila Prabhupada's books that we understand that we have to approach a spiritual master to receive initiation.
也就是说，通过阅读舍勒帕帕的这些书籍，我们就明白了，我们需要去接近一位灵性导师，然后呢，从灵性导师那里去得到他的启迪。
嗯 ，So we cannot understand the Bhagavatam, the book Bhagavata, without the help of a devotee Bhagavata.
如果要是没有一位奉献者巴格瓦特的话，我们是没有办法理解书籍巴格瓦特中的内容的。
And in our case, Srila Prabhupada is the person Bhagavata that helps us to understand the Bhagavatam through his purpose.
那所以我们的这个情况呢，就是Srila Prabhupada 他就是这位奉献者巴格瓦特，他给我们提供了这个书籍的这个要旨，然后呢，让我们就能够理解书籍巴格瓦特的内容了。
Without the purpose of Srila Prabhupada, it would be practically impossible for us to understand the book Bhagavata.
如果要是没有 Srila Prabhupada 的要旨的话，我们应该是没有任何的可能去理解书籍 Bhagavata 中的内容的。
So regularly on this world, there are always some devoted Bhagavatas coming to enlighten us on the book Bhagavata.
所以说呢，在这个世界，总是会有规律的降临一些奉献者 Bhagavat 来帮助我们去理解书籍 Bhagavat 中的内容。
And they come and they teach us not only by giving this knowledge of Bhagavatam, but also by their exemplary life according to these teachings.
那么他们来到这儿呢，不仅仅是把书籍巴格瓦特中的内容传授给我们，而且呢，他们也会以身作则的去遵循书籍巴格瓦特中的这个内容，以这样的方式来教导我们。
So devoted Bhagavatas are very rare.
所以说呢，奉献者巴格瓦特是非常的罕见的。
Yes, there are many great devotees in this planet. There are many great devotees, many wonderful devotees, but person devoted Bhagavata are very rare.
当然在这个星球实际上是有很多的伟大的了不起的奉献者的，但是呢，奉献者 Bhagavat 却非常的罕见。
So today we are celebrating the appearance of one of these great devotees, Bhagavata.
但是今天呢，我们就会庆祝这样的一位奉献者巴格瓦特的吉祥的显现日。
And his contribution to all the Vaishnava community is so great.
那他对于整个的 Vaishnava 的社团来说，都是具有做出了极大的贡献的。
He is the pioneer.Of the modern day spreading of Krishna consciousness all over the world.
在现代的这个年代，他是在全世界传播 Krishna 知觉的先锋。
It was the first acharya after the departure of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was the first acharya who understood the importance.Following the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后，他是第一位Acharya 真正的理解主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要在世界去传播 Krishna 知觉的使命的重要性。
He really understood the importance of preparing to really make tangible plans to bring Krishna consciousness all over the world.
对呢，他是知道这个事情的这个重要性，所以说呢，他就做了一些非常的切实实际的一些准备，使得Krishna 知觉能够在全世界去传播。
And himself.He start preparing for that particular moment where this Sankirtana movement would be spread all over the world.
而且呢，他也为自己也能够让这个 Sankirtana 运动在世界传播去做了很多的准备。
He wrote many books in English language.
他用英文写下了很多的书籍。
It was the first time that Acharya in our disciple succession wrote books in a Western language.
他是第一位在我们的这个使徒传系上的 Acharya 用西方的语言写书。
It was also the first Acharya that undergo Western education.
而且呢，他也是第一位接受了西方教育的 Acharya.
This is very unique.
那这也是非常的特别的。
Why is the need for a great Vaishnava to undergo this materialistic education?
作为一位 Vaishnava Acharya, 他有什么必要去接受物质的教育呢？
He did that because he wanted to learn about the Western mentality.
他之所以这么做的原因呢，是因为他想了解西方人的心态是什么样的。
If this Sankirtana movement was going to be preached in the West, means the preachers from India, they should know what was the mentality of the Westerns, what was their way of thinking, their way of expressing themselves, their faith, their beliefs.
那么如果要是这个 Krishna 知觉要传播到西方的社会去的话，那么作为一个在印度的传教者，他就应该去了解西方人的心理活动是什么，然后他们的信仰有什么，他们是怎么样去表达的，他们有什么样的想法，思维方式是什么。
And in order to spread the Sankirtana movements, we have to bring the scriptures, our Vaishnava scriptures to the world.
而且呢，为了能够在世界广泛的掀起我们的这个 Sankirtan 运动，那我们就应该把我们的经典 Vaishnava 的这些经典也给传递到西方世界去。
Because without scriptures, we cannot spread the message.
因为如果要是没有经典的话，也就没有办法去传递这些信息。
So he because he learned very nicely, he mastered very nicely the English language, he could translate and write commentaries and write many commentaries on the main scriptures in English language.
但就是因为他非常精妙的巧妙的掌握着英文的这门语言，所以说呢，他就可以把很多的经典给翻译成英文，并且为这个英文翻译，就是并且为这个经典呢去写下要旨。
But unless these books are written in English language, how could the Western people have access to them? Because Sanskrit language is very difficult, or even Bengali language very difficult. How could they have access to this wonderful literature?
因为是梵文，甚至于这个或者是这个孟加拉语，其实都是非常的难以去看懂和理解的。所以如果要是这些经典没有用英文来写的话，那西方人又怎么能够去理解或者说是去得到这些经文里面的内容呢？
Yeah, there were attempts to translate this great scripture, these great books, but by people who are not really Bhagavatas. So those translations are very mundane.
那当然也有一些人，他们是有这种企图，是想要把这些伟大的经典给翻译出来的，但这些人呢又不是奉献者的 Bhagavat。 那所以如果要是不是奉献者的 Bhagavat 的话，他们所翻译出来的这个版本的意思呢就是非常世俗化的了。
It was a necessity of a great personality, a great Vaishnava, to write and give commentaries in these books and in a Western, a very spread or very well known language, English language.
所以说呢，作为一位这个Vaishnava 的这个奉献者，就非常的有必要 要去把这些经典给翻译出来，并且呢为他们去写下评注，然后呢把它传递到西方去。
So he gave most importance to the English language because that was the language that was more spread all over the world.
那然后因为英文呢是在世界上最为流行的一种语言，所以说呢，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢，他就用英文来写下了这些书籍。
So he had facility to learn English because at that time India was occupied by the British.
所以说呢，他就有这个去学习英文的这种设施，因为当时呢，印度是被英国人所统治的。
So in this way, he had the opportunity also to associate with great scholars from the West.
而且也就是因为这个原因呢，使他有机会和西方的大学者们有联谊。
He even read books from written by traditional books from the West.
而且他也阅读了由西方人写所著作的一些传统的书籍。
It was all meant to understand the mentality of people outside of India.
但是他做所有这些事情的目的都是为了要去理解在印度之外的人的心态。
Because if somebody was going to bring Krishna consciousness outside of India, he had to know the mentality of the people.
因为如果要是有人要想把 Krishna 知觉带出印度的话，他就必须要理解外面的人的心理到底是什么样的。
So he wrote so many commentaries and wrote some personal books on based on the scriptures, all oriented to the Western people.
那所以说呢，他就特地的为西方人写了很多的这个跟经典相关的书籍，而且也为经典做了这个评注。
Srila Prabhupada he took reference from his writings and from his understanding of the Western people mentality when he went to the West.
Srila Prabhupada 呢也在去西方的时候呢，他在他的这些著作里面也引用了很多 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的书籍作为参考，因为他知道 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 了解西方人的心态。
He did not know Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was not sure that he himself could take this task of going abroad to give Krishna consciousness to others.
但是呢 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他自己并不知道他自己是不是有这个机会亲自的把这门知识传递到西方。
Because he was mostly concerned into making the preparations for that.
因为呢他其实更多的呢是在考虑着为这件事情去做一些准备的工作。
And he was expecting that eventually some Vaishnava would take on this responsibility of bringing Krishna consciousness outside.
而且他也期待着将来以后有某一位 Vaishnava 能够肩负起这个重任，把 Krishna 知觉带出印度。
But at this time, he noticed that there were not really many, there were really practically no serious Vaishnavas.
但是呢，他也注意到在他的这个年代，其实并没有几个非常的严肃认真的 Vaishnava.
After the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the first Acharyas that came after the six Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur and others who came shortly after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then gradually our Vaishnava culture became very much forgotten.
在Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后出现了这个六位 Goswami 以及之后的 Narottam Das Thakur 这一代，但是在他们之后呢，逐渐的 Vaishnava 的这个传承呢就被社会给忘记了。
And there was mostly practice Vaishnava culture, Vaishnava that this Vaishnava path was mostly practiced by people who were sentimentalists.
而且呢，大部分的去修习 Vaishnava 宗的这些人呢，都变成了感情用事的人。
Mostly, people were pretending to understand the Bhagavatam, to understand the devotional emotions of love of Krishna, and pretending to have those emotions in order to attract innocent people around them.
大部分的人呢，为了要去吸引他们周围的这些无辜的大众，而装腔作势的去假装理解了《博伽瓦塔》里面的内容，假装理解了对 Krishna 的这种奉爱之情。
So, these are the sahajas. Sahajas are people who practice Krishna consciousness, but in a very sentimental way, without following much of the rules and regulations, and pretending that they have attained great devotion for the Lord.
这些人呢被称为是 sahaja，sahaja的意思就是说。 他是在修习奉爱，就是这个奉爱服务，就是奉爱传承的这个瑜伽。但是呢，他是一种感情用事的这种方式再去做，他并没有真正的去遵循规范原则。So
there were many groups of these sahajas all over India introducing this process of Krishna consciousness in a very speculative way.
所以在当时呢，在印度各地就遍布了这样的Sahaja的群体，他们呢是以一种非常的推敲的心态的状态去传播 Krishna 知觉的。So
the Vaishnava culture was not so much appreciated by educated people, honest, sincere people.
这样一来呢，就使这个 Vaishnava 的这种文化不被那些 学术专家们以及非常的严谨认真的人去接受了。
They were spreading Krishna consciousness without being connected with our disciple succession.
因为他们并没有在我们的与这个使徒传系相连接的状态下去传播 Krishna 知觉。
So many people had a very negative impression about Vaishnava culture.
这样呢，就使很多人都对 Vaishnava 文化有负面的印象。So
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, the first thing he wanted to do is to correct this, because unless Vaishnava culture is in a very dignified position, it would be very impossible for to impress the outside people.
所以呢, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他首当其冲要做的一件事情就是要扭转这个局面, 因为除非 Vaishnava 的这个文化, 它是处在一种很有尊严的状态下的话, 它是没有办法去吸引, 外面的人的。
So it took on him the responsibility of dealing with all these deviations, really dealing very strongly with these deviations, because they were polluting the real essence of the Vaishnava culture.
因为所有这些偏离呢，它都在污染着真正的 Vaishnava 的文化的这个实质。所以说呢，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就大力的 开始去纠偏，去更正这个状态，所以他就承载起了这个责任。So
he was very strong on that, to the point that even used physical strength in order to punish these people who were engaged in this type of activities, deviating activities.
所以呢，他当时呢，对于处理整个的这个情况是非常的严厉的。 他甚至于用他自己的，what do you mean use his physical strength?
Yes, force, using the police or using his physical strength in order to deal with these things.
Okay, 他甚至于去动用这个武力，甚至于就是去请这个警察去更正这些人他们的这些行为举止。
So he wanted to completely eliminate this speculation, this sentimentalism, and these deviations within the Vaishnava culture.
所以说呢，他是这个立志要去铲除所有的在Vaishnava 文化上所展现出来的偏离了的感情用事和心智推敲的场的局面。
So yet it was not easy because these groups had been present in India for so many hundreds of years.
但是这并不是一件容易的事情，因为这样的团体已经在印度持续了几百年的时间了。
So yet, in order to do that, in order to be very efficient in correcting all these deviations, he took up a position in the government that allowed him to do something very, very physically.
所以说呢，他为了要非常有效的去扭转这个局面，他就在政府里面任了一个职位，这样的话就使他政府的这个职位使得他可以正式的，就是可以去就是可以去正式的去纠正这个状态。
So he got the position of magistrate, like a judge on the court.
所以呢，他就得到了在法庭的法官的职位。
This is also a mundane job.
那这也是一个世俗的工作。
But he accepted this post because it gave him the possibility of using power in order to curb these deviations.
但是呢，他接受了这个工作，原因呢，就是使得可以用这个工作所带给他的这个权势去纠正当时的偏离的状态。
In those days, India occupied by the British, the highest position an Indian citizen could have was that magistrate, becoming a judge on the court.
那么当时呢，整个的这个印度呢，都是被英国人所控制的。那所以印度本土的印度人他能够得到的最高的这个职位也就是在法官，就是在法庭上的大法官的职位了。
So he uses power of being in court, being a magistrate in order to stop all these deviations.
所以呢，他就非常好的运用了他在法庭上作为一个法官的这个威严去停止当时的偏离的状态。
There are many instances where he really successfully stopped this pretending.
那当时呢，有很多的这个事例都是如何非常的成功的去结束了这些偏离的倾向。
At one time he moved to Orissa, where is the temple of Jagannath.
有一次呢，他就搬到了 Orissa 邦，那么这是主加格纳特庙所在的地方。
Jagannath Puri.
Jagannath Puri.
Most of the devotees have visited Jagannath Puri in pilgrimage.
那有很多的奉献者都已经去过 Jagannath Puri 去做朝拜。
So near Jagannath Puri, there was in a small town.There was a very so-called incarnation of Mahavishnu.
在 Jagannath Puri 附近呢有一个小城，那么这个城市里面呢，它以有这个Mahavishnu 的化身而存在而著称。
His name was Bhishakishena.
他的名字叫 Bhishakishena。
Bhishakishena.
Bhishakishena.
He was pretending to be Mahavishnu.
刚才我好像说错了，就是这个城里面有这么一个人叫 Bhishakishena， 然后呢，他自己他在假装自个儿是 Mahavishnu。
I wrote the name in a essay. So he was pretending to be Mahavishnu, and he was a yogi, he had mystic powers.
那这个人呢, 他假装自个儿是, Mahavishnu, 但他呢, 实际上是一个具有神秘力量的,
He could produce fire from his head.
他可以从他的头上着起一团火。
And he could sometimes sitting, he would lean on the fire, lean in the fire for a long time and then come back and without being burned.
他有的时候呢, 也可以坐在火里面坐很长的时间, 之后从火里面安然无恙地走出来。
And so many people would go to see him and to worship him.
对呢, 很多人都会去朝拜他, 都会去拜见他, 崇拜他。
They were even trying to bring to build a temple for him.
这些人呢, 甚至要为他去造一座神庙。
Even very influential people, educated people, became attracted to him.
即便是那些就是受过良好教育的人, 都非常的被他所吸引。
So and this was attracting big gatherings to the place of this so-called Mahavishnu.
那所以说呢, 就会有很多人都吸引来了，来这个朝拜这个叫所谓的 Mahavishnu 的人。
So Srila Bhakti, the government, Indian government, decided to send Bhaktivinoda Thakur there to see how they could deal with this problem.
所以呢，这个印度的这个政府呢，就这个英国政府呢，就决定要派Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 到这个城里面去看看，这个去怎么解决这么多聚众的这些人的这个问题。Because
so many women, wives of very great, very educated people, very influent people, they joined this so-called Mahavishnu and he was polluting them, engaging them in his so-called rasa dance.
因为呢，就是很多的这些有教养的，就是受过很好的教育的这些人的这些妻子们，都非常的被这个 Mahavishnu 的假化身的这个人呢所吸引，所以说呢，这个人呢就在污染着这些妇女们，甚至要让他们去跟他一起上演 rasa dance， 就是 rasa 之舞的这个逍遥时光。
So Srila Bhaktivinoda went there and he tried to be nice with him in order to bring him to Jagannath Puri so he could bring him to court.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就到那儿了，到那儿以后呢， 用非常友善的方法跟他来进行应对，然后呢，这么做呢，是为了能够把他吸引到 Jagannath Puri， 等他到了那 Puri 之后呢，他就可以把他抓到庭上了。
So when he arrived there, this yogi, he started telling all the mission, what was the mission of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
所以当他到了这儿以后呢，这个瑜伽师他就能够看出Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur他有一些什么样的使命。
Why he was there? No, why the reason why he was there.
他知道他为什么会到那儿来。
So and Srila Bhaktivinoda tried to be very, very kind with him by glorifying his achievements, his powers.
对呢，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢，对他就非常的客气，然后呢，在对他献上这个荣耀之词，然后去敬重他所取得的所有的这些成就。
So and then he requested, the so-called yogi, the so-called Mahavishnu said, yeah, I know you are my devotee.
然后这个所谓的这个 Mahavishnu 呢，就对说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 说，我知道你是谁，你是我的奉献者。
So, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, and I come to bring you to Jagannath Puri so you can have the darshan of Lord Jagannath.
然后Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说，是的，我来这儿呢，就是为了接您去 Jagannath Puri 的，因为这样您就可以 参拜觐见一下主迦克纳特了。
So at that time, this so-called Mahavishnu said, "Why should I go to see Jagannath? It's just a chunk of wood. I am the supreme in person."
然后这个所谓的 Mahavishnu 呢，他就说，我为什么要去见这个 Jagannath 呢？他只不过就是一块木头而已。我才是至尊人格守神呢，而且我是那个至尊人格守神的人格的这个展现。
At that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very, very furious because this was a great offense.
就在这会儿的时候呢，那 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就变得非常的愤怒了，因为他的这一席话呢是一个非常巨大的冒犯。
So he told the police people that he had brought with him to arrest this yogi.
所以说呢，他就让他跟着他一起来的这些警察把这个瑜伽师给抓起来了。
So and they brought him and they put him in jail in Jagannath Puri.
然后就把他投进了 Jagannath Puri 的大牢之中。
And he put many policemen, many guards.Around this jail in order to make sure that this yogi with his mystic powers would not leave.
为了要确保这位瑜伽师，这位玄秘瑜伽师不逃跑，不越狱，他就让很多的这些狱卒以及警察去看守着监狱。
And while he was in the jail, he was showing his mystic powers of releasing fire from his head and people were so afraid of him.
当这位瑜伽师在监狱里面的时候呢，他就展现着他的玄秘力量，他在他的这个脑袋顶上点起了一团火，这样就使旁边的人都很害怕他。
The trial of this person lasts for 18 days.
The trial
when the person is brought to court to be sentenced, it took its 18 days.
那么就是就是让他在这个庭上审呢，一共就被审了18天的时间。
And many people outside the courtroom, the courthouse, they were pleading for doing big manifestation to plead for his release.
那当时呢，就有很多人在这个法院外面就求把他给放了。
And this yogi, he told many times Bhaktivinoda Thakur, better you let me go, otherwise you're going to have serious problems.
然后这位瑜伽师呢，就反复的去恐吓Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur，说你最好把我放了，否则的话呢，你可就有大麻烦了。
And on the sixth day of the trial, one of the daughters of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his little daughter, he became very, very, very sick to the point of almost dying.
那所以呢，就在这个庭上在审判的第六天的时候，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的第六个女儿，的最小的那个女儿就得了很严重的病，基本上就要病死了的状态。
Suddenly, without any precedent, she got seriously sick to the point of almost dying.
而且呢，她这个病呢是没有任何前兆的，这个病是突然得的一个疾病。
So everybody was saying, this is the result of the mystic powers of this yogi. Better you let him go free, otherwise your daughter is going to die.
大家就在想，这个一定是这个玄秘瑜伽师他的这个玄秘力量所导致的，所以大家就在劝Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur，说你最好还是把他给放了吧，否则的话，你的女儿就得死了。
But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not afraid.
但是Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur一点也不惧怕。
And he continued to go to the court, and eventually they sentenced to this yogi to go to jail.
所以呢，他就继续到庭上去，进行这个审判，直到最后呢，把瑜伽师给判刑入狱。
So at that time, when they were bringing him to jail, one officer, a British officer that was there, he knew that the yogis they gather their power in their long hair, So he came from behind and with the big scissors he cut the yogi's ear.
那然后当时呢，就是把这个瑜伽师给押送到这个监狱里面的时候呢，当时有一个英国的长官在那里。然后这个英国的长官他知道，就是玄秘瑜伽师他们的这个玄秘力量全部都聚在他们的这个头发里面，所以说呢，他就站在这个瑜伽师的后面，用一把剪刀把他的这个头发一下子给剪掉了。
So this was in this way the yogi lost all his mystic powers.
为的头发被剪掉之后呢，这个瑜伽师就失去了他所有的这些力量。
And this was just one example amongst many examples where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses government position in order to stop these deviations in these so-called incarnations and sahajas and all these type of people.
所以刚才讲的呢只是一个例子，但是呢 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢他有很多这样的例子，就是用他的这个官位去阻止这些 Sahaja 还有就是这些所谓的化身们去做一些偏离的事情。
At one time because of his great devotion and his great responsibility his position they gave him in Jagannath Puri they gave him as the position of manager of the temple.
那还有另外一次呢，就是由于他是处在一个非常的这个高等的这个位置的，所以说呢，他就得到了一个去管理加格纳塔庙的这么一个位置。
The first thing he did in the courtyard of this temple, he built a very nice area, covered area, so the people could come there and hear the discourses on Srimad Bhagavatam.
他首先做的一件事情就是。在加格纳庙的前面的这个院子里面建起了一个很舒服的一个地方，这样的话呢就可以使人们来到这个地方去聆听圣典波扎瓦他们的讲课。
And you notice also that they were not offering as many preparations to Lord Jagannath as they used to do in the past.
而且呢他也注意到了，就是现在这会儿人们已经没有，就这个庙里面已经没有像之前像过去那样给主 Jagannath 去准备那么多的供奉的食物了。
Traditionally they used to offer 52 times daily.
因为在以前呢这个传统就是每天要向主 Jagannath 供奉52次餐食。
Means 52 times a day they used to do offering many preparations.
那也就是说呢，如果是一天五十二次的话，就是他们需要去供奉很多很多的这些餐食。
Lord Jagannath sleeps only for a couple of hours.
因为主 Jagannath 他只是睡两个小时的觉。
So the rest of the day there's so many offerings, 52 times.
所以呢在这一天剩下的这个时间里面呢就有很多次的供奉，一共有52次的供奉。
But at that time, because the king is considered to be the manager of the temple, the king of Puri is considered to be the main manager of the temple.
在当时呢 Jagannath Puri 的国王应该是加克特庙的最主要的管理者。
So he was actually misappropriating money for his own pocket from the temple because this temple received so many donations. He was taking money from the temple to put on his own pocket.
当时呢，这个庙它其实是能够收到很多的布施的捐款的，但是国王呢却把这些捐款给私用了，放在了自己的口袋里面。
For his own sense gratification.
去用作他自己的感官享乐的活动了。
But this money belonged to the temple.
但这钱是属于庙里的。
So Srila Bhaktivinoda found out this deviation of money and approached the king.
所以说呢 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就发现这个钱没有用对地方，所以他就来找国王了。
So you are responsible for this deviation of money. So you're going to have to offer to Lord Jagannath, you become responsible to offer Lord Jagannath 52 times a day.
他说呢，因为你啊，要为就是要对这个钱的错用而负责，所以说你现在呢要做的这件事情就是要去主管对 Jagannath 1天52次的供奉。
So by having to pay for 52 offerings every day, then very soon his money start running out.
那所以说呢，因为他每天要去支付这52次的这个供奉，很快这钱就用完了。
So he became the king became very angry against Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这样就使这个国王呢就非常的生Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur的气。
So he engaged 50 brahmanas to make a big yagya that was going to be going for 30 days, and they were pouring ghee and chanting the mantras on after 30 days, chanting the last mantra. It was meant for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura to die.
Sorry, the yagya is 50 days or 30 days? 50 days. 50 brahmanas
engaged in this yagya.
Okay. 那么所以呢，然后这个国王呢，他就找了50位这个婆罗门，然后进行30天的祭祀，然后在这个祭祀之火里面呢，去供奉各种各样的东西啊，然后呢，供奉这个黄油啊等等酥油。但是然后他的目的呢，就是为了在这第30天的祭祀结束的时候，取掉Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura的性命。
So means when they would chant the last, offer the last oblations into the fire and change the last mantra at that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda would die.
也就是说呢，他们把最后的这个供奉投入到祭祀之火，并且念诵出最后一个曼陀罗的时候。Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura 的命也就终止在那一刻了。
But what happened is that when they put the last oblation and chant the last mantra, it was the son of the king that died, not Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
但是发生了什么事情呢？是当他们把最后的这个祭品放到了祭祀之火里面，并且念了最后一个曼陀罗的那一刻，是国王的儿子死了，并不是Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura。
So it shows that he was so powerful, being such an extraordinary devotee, was so powerful, even though so many people tried to harm him, they couldn't.
所以这里面就可以看到了，作为一位卓越非凡的奉献者。Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura 他是非常的具有力量的，虽然说有很多人都想要去这个谋害他，但是谁也害不了他。
So because they were not he was doing the preparations to bring Krishna consciousness to the West, he was thinking about who could carry this message out, but they were not qualified devotees at that time.
但是呢，他呢是在为这个 Krishna 知觉能够传递到西方去做着这个准备的工作，所以他脑子里面就在想，到底谁能够真正的去担负起这个重任呢？因为在他的这个年代，当时没有任何一个人是可以去做这件事的。
So himself, he had a very large family of 11 children, and he was hoping at least one of his children being trained very nicely by him.One of these children would take the task of bringing Krishna consciousness to the West.
那Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura自己本人呢，实际上是有一个非常大的家庭的，他有11个孩子，所以他就在想，至少他的这个孩子里面有一个能够得到很好的训练，然后呢，把这个 Krishna 知觉能够给传播开来。
So when his son Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was born, he could notice that.By the signs of his birth and the time and many circumstances, he could notice that this child was certainly the son he was praying for to successfully bring Krishna consciousness outside of India.
所以说呢，当他的儿子 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 出生的时候，这个孩子他出生的这个时间情景以及所展现出来的这些征象，都让他明白。 那这个孩子就是他所祈祷得来的那个孩子，他能够把 Krishna 之觉传递到国外去。阿叔。
So now, as you know, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura did not go to the West.
Sorry, Ashu, the first part I didn't hear.
We know that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura himself did not go to the West to bring Krishna consciousness.
但是我们大家都知道 Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura 他自己本人并没有到西方去传播 Krishna 之觉。
But Srila Bhaktivinoda also predicted that a great general of the army of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eventually will appear to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
但是呢 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的他也预测到一位伟大的将军这个 Srila 去就是这个去
Lord Chaitanya's army
对，就是一位这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个军队阵营里面的一位伟大的将军，最终会显现，然后呢，把 Krishna 之觉传递到西方的各地。
So he predicted the appearance of Srila Prabhupada.
所以说呢，他就预言了 Srila Prabhupada 的降生。
And in the year when he sent his first book in English language about the life and teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent this book to some important universities in America and Canada. That same year, that's the year when Srila Prabhupada was born.
就是当他把主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导的英文版给传播、给传递到西方的大学里面的时候，那一年，也就是 Srila Prabhupada 降生的那一年。
So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura was particularly trained by his father to prepare to bring Krishna consciousness all over the world.
所以呢 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura 他被他的父亲亲自的训练做去把 Krishna 知觉传递到西方的准备。
It was also by the mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura that the holy place of Mayapur, the holy place of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became known.
而且呢也是急着 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura 的仁慈我们才能够知道这个 Sri Mayapur 的这个圣地，也就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的出生地。
Because everybody was saying that the real Mayapur was on the other side, where is the town of Navadvipa now.
因为所有的人呢都说这个 Mayapur 它是应该在另外一个地方，应该在另外一边，也就是现在的 Navadvipa 的那一边。
So that's what they were saying, that was the place of appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Are you there? Hey, Bob.Are you there, Sati?
Yes, Ashu, I'm here.
Yeah,
but she's not. Yeah.
But she's connected. She's still there. Abo, Dana Kelly?
Oh, we lost her.
Okay.
I go,
okay. Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Yeah.
So they were convinced that the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance was where is the town of Navadvipa today.
所以呢，当时呢，大家所有人都深信主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个显现地呢是今天的 Navadvipa 的那个地方。
But she said. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur by studying old maps and talking with people in he could understand that the real Mayapur was in another place, or the other side of the Ganga.
但是呢Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢他经过了所有的这些研习，他看了地图，他和当地人的这些探讨， 他知道这个真正的出生地是在恒河的另外一边。
One time he was sitting in the roof of his house on the other side of the Ganga in that place Shantipur, and he was seeing on the other side where is Mayapur today, where is the place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was seeing a temple showing off a very very incredible effulgence.
那有一次呢，他就在他就是这个恒河对岸的 Shantipur 的家的房顶上，看到了对岸有一座庙，是散发着这个灿灿的金光。
But actually, there was no temple there. Was nothing.
但事实上呢，那边根本就没有庙，什么都没有。
But then he started studying old manuscripts and found out that actually.The real Mayapur Navadvipa is in that side of the Ganges.
所以呢，他就开始去学习所有的这些资料、这些手稿，他就发现，那么这个Mayapur 实际上是在恒河的对边，在那面的。
So with the help of his Shiksha Guru Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they went there and they actually got to know the exact place of Lord Chaitanya appearance.
所以在他的训示灵性导师 Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 的帮助之下，他们能够到了这个河的对岸，然后呢，找到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的确切的出生地。
Actually, they said they carried Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj inside the basket on the head of his servant because he was so old he could not move.
当时呢 Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 呢已经非常的年迈了，所以说呢他是根本就没有办法自己走动的，所以呢就由他的仆人用一个筐子把他给扛在背上把他带过去的。
But when he arrived at the spot, he jumped out of the basket and started shouting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol."
但是当他们到了那个点的时候呢 ，Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 呢就立刻从那个筐子里面就跳了出来，然后。
So that was a confirmation for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that place was the place of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以这也就让施拉巴克纳塔库尔就证实了那个地方就是水彻坦尼亚马哈帕布的出生地。
The life and example of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is amazing.
施拉巴克纳塔库尔的他的这个生活是非常的令人惊叹的。
It's so many things that we could spend the whole day just reading speaking about this.
那我们可以花一整天的时间就去学习和阅读是Bhaktivinoda Thakur的生活。
It's a very, very incredible personality.
所以呢，他是一位非常的不可思议的一个人物。
We'll examine just before concluding, we examine his daily schedule. So you can have a very little idea of how intense was this personality?
所以在我们结束今天的这个课程之前呢，我们就先来看一下他的一天的这个日程安排，这样让我们有一点这种感觉，他是一个怎么样的卓越非凡的人物。
Around 8 p.m. he would go to bed.
在每天晚上八点钟的时候呢，他会休息。
At 10 p.m. he would rise up.
然后十点钟的时候呢会起床
mean 2 hours rest
也就是说呢他休息两个小时的时间
and we put turn on his oil lamp and start writing
然后呢他就可以然后他就点起他的油灯就开始写作了
and you would write until 4 o'clock in the morning means 6 hours
然后呢他会一直写作到清晨四点钟也就意味着他写了六个小时
Incredible. For six hours he'd be writing.
是非常的不可思议的，六个小时他一直在著作。
He wrote so many books that he was later on considered by the Vaishnava community as the seventh Goswami. We have the six Goswamis and he was considered as the seventh Goswami for his literary contribution.
他写了那么多的书籍，而且呢，在这个文学上是 有很大的这个贡献的，以至于使我们的这个 Vaishnava 社团呢，把他给看作是第七位 Goswami。 我们前面有六位 Goswami， 他被又因为这个原因呢，被认为是第七位 Goswami。
His writing is so nice that it's very easy to understand. He uses a language that's very easy to understand. He makes very complicated philosophical statements in a way that's very easy to understand.
而且呢，他在行文的时候呢，是用非常简洁的这种语言，让我们很容易就能读懂。虽然他所阐述的是非常的难的这些哲学的要义。
So you're saying at 4 a.m. at 4 a.m. would take some rest.
所以说在清晨四点钟的时候呢，他就会休息一下。
Until 4:30.
直到四点半。
And then would rise, wash his hands and face and start chanting japa.
让他起身以后呢，他会这个沐浴洗脸，然后就开始念诵。
And you chant japa until 7 o'clock in the morning. At 7 to 7:30, you would write letters.
然后呢，从七点到七点半，他就开始去写信。
At 7:30 to 8:30, you would read from the scriptures.
然后七点半到八点半呢，他就开始去阅读经典。
At 8:30, if there were some guests, would take care of the guests. Otherwise, you'd continue reading until 9:30.
如果要是八点半这会儿要是有客人来访的话呢，他就会去照顾客人，否则的话呢，他就再次读书读到九点半。
9:30 to 9:45 will take a little rest.
然后从九点半到九点四十五他又会休息一小会儿。
And then he will take his morning at 9:45 will take his morning bath.
然后九点四十五的时候呢，他会进行清晨的沐浴。
And would take his breakfast.
然后他会这个荣耀早餐。
He would take a cup of milk.
那这早餐是什么呢？是一杯牛奶。
And two chapatis.
两个 chapati.
And some fruits.
还有一些水果。
That was his breakfast.
所以这就是他的早餐。
It would take him 10 minutes to do this.
这个早餐的时间呢，也就是十分钟的时间。
At 9:55, it would go to court.
九点五十五的时候，他就去他到这个法庭上去上班了。
He was carried in a carriage, horse carriage.
然后他呢是被这个马车送着去上班的。
In court always wear pants and coat.
所以在法庭上呢，他总是穿上衣跟长裤。
But always wear his tulasi neck beads.
但是呢，他总是会带着他的这个颈珠，托拉西的颈珠。
And tilak on his face.
自己呢，在脸上也会涂着提拉克的标记。
He was very strong in his decisions in court.
而且呢，在这个在法庭上的时候，他的这个言辞也是非常的严厉的、威严的。
And he would be he take decisions very, very, very in very short time.
而且呢，他的判是非常神速的。
Every month he would shave his head.
每一个月他都会去剃一次头。
So 9:55 he traveled to the court. It was short distance, 5 minutes. So at 10 o'clock, the court would begun.
In how many minutes the court would begun?
From 9:55 until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, the court would begin.
OK, 那他呢就是九点五十五的时候呢就坐着马车去法庭了，那么这一共就只有五分钟的路，所以十点钟的时候呢就开始在法庭上开庭。
Always sharp.
总是非常的这个尖锐。
He always carry with him in his pocket watch.
他总是有一块怀表。
The court would be from 10 o'clock a.m. to 1 p.m.
他整个在法庭上办案的这个时间呢，是从上午十点钟到中午一点。
You'd go back home, and would take a bath and refresh.
然后呢，他就会回家，回家以后呢，会沐浴，然后会休息一下。
Again, at 2 p.m., we return to office.
两点钟的时候呢，再次回到办公室。
Until 5 p.m.
直到五点钟。
And then at 5 p.m., you translate, do his translation work from Sanskrit and Bengali to...sometimes to English, sometimes to Bengali.
然后从五点钟的时候呢，他再次开始进行他的翻译的工作。有的时候呢，是从这个梵文翻译成孟加拉语；有的时候呢，是从梵文翻译成英文，或者从孟加拉语翻译成英文。
So, and then he would go back home, and we take his evening bath and take his dinner.
然后呢，他就会回家。回家以后呢，先沐浴，沐完浴以后呢，就会吃晚餐。
This was the second meal.
这是他今天的第二顿饭。
Rice.
米饭。
A couple of chapatis.
两个 chapati.
And a cup of milk.
还有一杯牛奶。
Yeah. He was very little, but he had a very strong body.
他吃的特别的少，但是他的身体呢却非常的强壮。
He had always a very, very friendly disposition to everyone.
而且呢，他对每一个人都非常的友善。
But he never accepted gifts from anyone.
但是他从来都不和任何人那里去接受礼物。
Because he didn't want people to think that he could be bribed.
因为呢，他不能让别人觉得他可以被贿赂。
He even declined any honors or titles that the government would give him.
即便是这个政府所发给他的一些荣誉的奖项，他也都拒绝。
Even though he could live a very, very luxurious life because he always lived a very simple life.
虽然他可以去过着非常豪华的生活，但是他的生活总是非常的简单。
I don't know what time, but probably before going to bed, between 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. At that time, it was a short time, at half an hour, you would have a family meeting.
我不知道这个具体的时间是什么时候啊，但是呢，从晚上五点钟到八点钟，他休息之前这段时间。他应该有一个很短的和家人见面的时候。
It was only half an hour.
但那个呢，只是半个小时的时间。
To deal with family problems.
去处理家庭问题。
Half an hour, he would deal with all the problems.
半个小时，他就把家里边的所有的问题都解决了。
And he had a big family, 11 children.
但是他这个家庭是庞大呀，有11个孩子。
He could speak very fluently Bengali, Sanskrit, English.
那他可以非常的流利的讲孟加拉语、梵文和英文。
Latin.
拉丁语。
And some Oriental language like Persian, Urdu.
还有一些其他的这个东方的语言，比如像 Persian 啊、Urdu 啊。
He started writing at the age of 12.
他从十二岁的时候就开始写作了。
And in the beginning, he wrote just some poems, simple poems, just to practice his English.
那么他最开始的时候呢，只是写一些简单的诗，来练习他的英文。
And he continued writing until the end of his life.
然后他就一直不断的在这个就是笔耕不辍呀，一直到他的生命结束的时候。
An incredible literary contribution to our Vaishnava community.
他为我们的 Vaishnava 的这个社团做出了非常的卓越的文学贡献。
We don't have yet many books translated by him. We have Harinama Chintamani, Jiva Dharma.
那我们呢有一些没有太多的书是由他来翻译的啊，但是呢 ，Hari
Actually, not translated. They are not translated. Actually, they are published, but they are the original books. They were written in English.
Okay. 那么这些书呢？就刚才说的是这个
Harinama Chintamani.
Harinama Chintamani. 还有另外一本是 What is the name of it?
Jeva Dharma
就这些书呢都并不是说是他翻译的而是他直接用英文写的
Or Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita
还有这个Chaitanya Shikshamrita、
So this is some books that already have been printing and been circulating around
那么这些书呢现在已经被发行然后呢已经开始在传播了
Chaitanya Bhagavat I think it was also no, was not written by him
Chaitanya Bhagavat 不是由他写的
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya
主 Chaitanya 的教导
The life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya because there are teachings of Lord Chaitanya written by Srila Prabhupada but life and teachings, a small book
有两本书就是由 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写的是主 Chaitanya 的生平和教导这是一本小书那另外还有一本主 Chaitanya 的教导那是 Srila Prabhupada 写的、
So it's a huge contribution but you don't have all the books yet
虽然说呢他为我们的这个文学做出了巨大的贡献但是呢并没有大部分的这个书籍我们现在能看到、
For those who can read English can read this book they use a very very nice style very easy to read
鼓励能够读英文的奉献者去阅读 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的书因为他的这个英文的行文是非常的简单的和容易的、
Okay, we stop here.
好，我们的这个讲课这部分呢，就停到这儿了。
So today, you have to fast until noon time.
大家知道我们今天要戒食，一直到中午。
And then, if you have opportunity, offer to Srila Bhaktivinoda a nice feast. Today is a day of gathering of devotees all over, so you can offer a nice feast to Srila Bhaktivinoda.
如果大家有机会的话呢，应该为Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur去供奉一个大餐。那么在世界各地呢，今天都是奉献者聚集在一起的日子。
Even though you used to eat very simple, you can offer him a nice feast.
即便是呢，就是我们used to very simple.
He used to eat very simple, but you can offer him a nice feast.
Okay, 那么虽然说是了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢他是习惯了吃简单的这种餐食但我们依然也可以向他去供奉一个大餐
Yeah, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Yeah Any question or comments?
Yeah, here is a one from a devotee from YY 伊士康的很多启迪奉献者在传教的时候用世俗的观点来解释 Krishna 知觉以此来吸引普通大众的注意力他们这种做法是不是 Sahajya 的行径 There are many initiated devotees from ISKCON using some mundane ways to explain the Krishna consciousness when they preach in this way to attract the common people's attentionBut my question is that is this a kind of a Sahajya style?
No.
不是的。
No. You can use in order to approach people, you can use many ways in order to attract the attention of people and gradually give them Krishna consciousness. If they eventually don't give Krishna consciousness, then it's no use of this type of approach. But if it's with the intention of giving Krishna consciousness as it is to people, then this approach, indirect approach, is nice.
就是为了要得到这个大众的这个注意力，然后呢，把这个 Krishna 知觉去传递给他们，我们的奉献者是要用各种各样的方法去做这件事情的。那如果最终如果要是把这个 Krishna 的知觉要是给了人家的话，就这样的方法是很好的。但是如果没有把 Krishna 的知觉给出去的话，那这样的方法呢，那也就没有任何意义了。
But if the purpose is not to give Krishna consciousness, then this type of approach is useless. It's just mundane.
那所以如果要是他不是以传播 Krishna 知觉为目的的话。 那么这样的这种途径，这样的方法，那就是无用的，而且也是世俗的。
Like many devotees use yoga as a means to introduce Krishna consciousness to people, but then if they become lost just on teaching yoga and they themselves become very attached to yoga, then more than to Krishna consciousness, then it's a waste of time.
就比如说有些很多这个奉献者呢，就会用瑜伽这种方式去吸引别人，然后把 Krishna 知觉给予他们。但是如果他要是在用这种方法在做这件事的同时自己变得迷恋起瑜伽，而不去就是觉得做瑜伽比别的事都重要的话，那这个瑜伽就变成了一个世俗的无用的事了。
Okay, thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
Jai Devotee Bhagavata Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai.
阿叔 I have a question. Can I ask? The Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur eating very simple meals. It seems that he didn't eat any sabjis, doesn't take any, only very little food. So, because today that is where people worry about that, so we're short of vitamin B2 or B12, or we don't have enough of nutrition. But how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur get the nutrition for his body?
Well, actually, all nutrition, yeah, you can translate that.
Okay, 对不起啊，我有一个小问题想请教一下阿叔。就是咱们从这个 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的这个食谱上看，他吃的东西是非常的简单的，好像根本就没有蔬菜，也没有任何的 sabji。那我们现代人呢，总是担心我们营养不够，我们没有维生素 B2 或者是 B6 或者是等等各种各样的这些这个营养元素。那么 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他是从什么地方去获得这些营养的呢？
You take from the ghee and rice.
Okay.然后 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他是从米饭以及从酥油里面去获得营养的。
Ghee, rice and wheat is very powerful combination.
那这个米饭，还有这个小麦和就是面粉呢，还有这个酥油是非常的有益，就是强大的一种组合。
Yes, but most of us, we need to take vegetables.
但是呢，我们大部分的人还是需要去吃蔬菜的。
We are not liberated souls like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
因为我们并不是像 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 那样的解脱的灵魂。
So we have to be more careful.
所以说呢，我们得特别的小心。
But it's a fact that the rice and dal gives already most of the nourishment that the body needs, because in ghee all the essence of all these vitamins and everything can be found in very good ghee, cow ghee.
Okay, 但是呢，事实上呢，就是从这个米啊、面呐、啊，还有就是从这个酥油里面，其实已经有很好的这些营养了。而且就在这个母牛的这个产生出来的这个酥油里面，实际上是可以发现所有的这些有益于健康的这些这个营养的物质的。
Ivamp says a question.
I want to propose a question. Bhaktivinoda Thakur 是位居士榜样，也有个大家庭，有11个孩子，怎么样用30分钟就照顾好一个大家庭？Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the example of the Grihastha. He has a very big family with 11 children. How he can only use 30 minutes to take care of this large family?
It means that he was very expert first in conducting his family life, that everybody was very disciplined.Most of the education is given by the mother, as we know. So he was, and he created good discipline at home. So there were not so many problems. In an half an hour, he could solve everything because his children, all his family, were very disciplined.
那么之所以这样的原因呢，是因为他非常的精到于此。那我们知道，就这个家庭里面实际上是要设好一个纪律的。 那么在这个家庭里面的这些孩子们的这个教育呢，是应该由母亲所给予的。那在一个就是他之所以能够在30分钟内能够处理所有的家庭的问题的原因，是由于就他所有的这些孩子们都非常的守纪律，懂规矩。
It means that they didn't have much problems.
那也就
It means that they didn't have much problems.
那也就意味着他们没有那么多问题。
So whatever problems were there, in 30 minutes he could deal with that.
对，那无论有什么问题。那在30分钟之内他都可以搞定。
Yeah, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sugonitai ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bol.
Thank you, Vasu. 晚风台之音，服务人员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢阿叔 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述。也非常感谢萨提玛吉为我们安排的这么好的一个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的 Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur 的神圣的显现日。 Hare Krishna。